revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and it's Wednesday today. It's kind of odd for me not having elementary, high school, college, chapel, class, but I'm loving it. I'm preparing for the fall right now as we speak. And today I'm working on it again and really excited about all that God is going to do. Stepping out in faith. This is the Higher Praise Trio. Young people that grew up here or served God here from Golden State. And now Brother Stephen Russ is pastor of Faithway Baptist Church in Indiana. Stepping out by faith. Let's have the trio sing for us. And we're in Genesis chapter 3 today, if you get your Bible ready.
Abraham believed the holy promise. Noah had the faith to build an ark. Elijah called the fire down from heaven. Daniel trusted God with all his heart. Moses led God's children out of Egypt, following the one who knows the way. Peter had the courage to start walking, and just like them, I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way.
I'm stepping out in faith.
Winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory, resting in His all-sufficient grace. I'm stepping out in faith.
Oh, I don't have to fear what comes tomorrow, or know exactly what the future holds. For the God of all creation goes before me, and I can rest assured He's in control. So I'll just keep on walking on this journey, following the one who knows the way. And though sometimes my faith may start to waver, I'll take the leap, I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith. I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way. I'm stepping out in faith. Though winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory, resting in His all-sufficient grace. I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way.
I'm stepping out.
I will claim the victory, resting in His all-sufficient grace. I'm stepping out in faith. I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father. The winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory. I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way. I'm stepping out in faith, in faith.
What a good song. Hey, listen, would you send me an email? Just write me Revival Time, all one word, REVIVALTIME. At NVBC, that stands for North Valley Baptist Church.org. Just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. A text, whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it, but whatever you call it, just do it. Will you please? Alvin Martinez, he's the real deal. He's going to sing for us, Jesus is still the answer. And by the way, He is the answer. He is the answer for whatever you're going through today. It might be a difficult today. It might be a sorrowful day, but Jesus is still the answer.
Some men try so hard to prove that God's not
In Genesis chapter 1, Elohim, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We have in chapter 2, Jehovah, and he is Jehovah. Oh, I really love the Bible study. But now here's the problem. Man's been created in chapter 2. And the old devil, he begins to work right away. Today I'm looking at Satan shows up. And the serpent, that's the old devil. That's the old adversary, was more subtle, more secretive than any beast of the field, which the Lord had God made. And he God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. God said that to woman. And the woman said unto the serpent, and when the Satan came and said, did God actually say this? The woman said unto the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. That's a wrong answer. It's a right answer, but a wrong answer. She should have said, absolutely, that's what God said. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst, now she tells us here, verse 3, but she starts off saying, we can eat anything, but God said, you shall not eat it or touch it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. That is a lie. That's a direct lie. Satan is a liar. He lies about everything. He cannot tell the truth. Ye are of your father, the devil, who was a liar from the beginning, John 8:44. For God knoweth that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. You shall be as the gods, knowing good and evil. No, you're not going to be like the gods. The woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. The tree to desire and make one wise. She took the fruit thereof and did eat. You know, I'm not a horticulturist, but a horticulturist was in our church years ago. He said all trees come from 10 different types of species. He said there's a species in every one of these trees. There's 10 of them. Isn't it amazing that God put 10 and said, you can't touch that one. That one belongs to me. Don't touch the tithe. That belongs to God. Doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. Don't touch it. God hath known that the day ye eat of, you should be as gods. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, she took it, the fruit, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. You know, shame on you, Eve. Shame on you, Adam, for not standing against your wife. The eyes of both of them were open. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. They tried to cover their sin. You know, when you sin, when I sin, that's what we always try to do. I'm so weary with my life at times. You know, we all sin. We all sin. We all do wrong. And then we try to cover it. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves. Are you hiding from God today, child of God? Are you hiding from God? You're hiding sin from God in the darkness of that house. Are you hiding what you? The Lord is amongst all the trees in the garden. And the Lord God called Adam and it said, "Where art thou?" He knew where he was. He could see everything. And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten the tree where I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest." He still won't admit he did wrong. He now blames his wife. You gave her to me. The woman that thou gavest to be with me, she gave the tree and I did eat. My wife did it. And the woman and the Lord God said unto the woman, What is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, I did eat." You know, she blames the serpent. No, they both chose to do wrong. They both chose to do wrong. Child of God, today you're going to have to make a choice. And you don't look at the whole day. Look at it by moment, hour by hour. In this next hour, I am, by the grace of God, not going to sin. In this next hour, the next minute, the next 30 minutes, 60 minutes, I'm not going to sin. I'm going to live for God today. For this next hour, from 7:30 in the morning till 8:30 in the morning, 9:30 to 10:30, 10:30, 11:30, 11:30, 12:30, I'm not going to sin. I'm going to live for God. And then it. The next hour, say, "Okay, this hour is to thee, God. I'm gonna live for you. I'm not gonna let Satan beguile me. I'm not gonna let my flesh beguile me. I'm not gonna let my eyes beguile me. I am going to live for Jesus Christ and Christ alone." I love you, folks. I hope this is a help to all of us today. Father, I pray your blessing on these dear, dear listeners. They're such a good people. Give them a good day is my prayer. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.